www.harunyahya.com. The time we are living in is the end times, in which all the excesses of past peoples are being experienced at once. As part of Almighty Allah's promise, all communities there have ever lived have been warned. By Allah's leave, each one has been sent an envoy to tell them of the existence and might of our Lord. And they have all been shown the proofs of creation. As part of the law of Allah, from each community have emerged leading unbelieving members to oppose the prophets and messengers and to deny the existence of Almighty Allah with all their power. Almighty Allah tells us of some of these communities in the Quran. The elites who denied Allah in the societies to which the word of religion was preached, as described in the Quran, had different characteristics in each society. The unbelievers from the society of the Prophet Saleh alayhi salam, Thamud, consisted of self-interested frauds who cheated on weights and measures, whereas the deniers of the people of the Prophet Lot alayhi salam, shamelessly indulged in sexual perversions and homosexuality. While listening to the Prophet Moses alayhi salam, preach the word, Pharaoh was convinced that he was militarily and socially the strongest, and this obstinacy and feeling of superiority led him and his followers to denial. The Prophet Abraham alayhi salam, was thrown into the flames by his own denying and pagan tribe, who refused to listen to him. Almighty Allah had put all the prophets through such difficulties as part of the test. Many prophets have been slandered, unjustly exiled from their lands, arrested and even martyred. But it is always the prophets and true believers who have been superior in the sight of Allah. Those who have set foolish traps for the prophets have always suffered a terrible punishment, both in this world and in the hereafter. This is the law of Almighty Allah. This great intellectual struggle between believers and unbelievers will last, as part of the test and by Allah's leave until the day of reckoning. But Allah has created the period in the run-up to the day of reckoning, the end times, in other words, to be different to all other ages. As revealed in the verses of the Quran and trustworthy hadith, this period will be the most perverted in world history, when unbelievers go to extremes never seen before, when they openly deny Allah, and when perversions and vices of all kinds reach a peak. The number of believers will be very small, and the mindless and ignorant rebellion of the unbelievers against our Almighty Lord will continue, until Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam and the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam together cause Islamic moral values to prevail the world. This rebellion, perversion, and excess will be so widespread, comprehensive and shameless that the blatant denial of Allah and all kinds of vice will be regarded as nothing out of the ordinary. Almighty Allah has given the glad tidings that the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam and Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be the guides out of this great collapse of the end times, since in the end times, when the scene is a wide-ranging and global moral collapse, all perversions will take place in a most intense manner, and all at the same time, and literally become a lifestyle. Almighty Allah will send the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam and Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, who will overcome and eliminate this global vice and excess. These two holy personages of the end times will, by Allah's leave, rid the world of all false systems and ideas, and be instrumental in the sublime religion of Allah coming to prevail the world. Our Lord reveals in one verse how, with the return to earth of the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, there will not be a single person left who does not believe in him. There is not one of the people of the book who will not believe in him before he dies, and on the day of resurrection he will be a witness against them. Surah An-Nisa 159. Until that time, Almighty Allah will put Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam through a rather difficult test. The sphere of struggle of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will in this respect be different to that of the prophets of the past. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam has been sent as a religious leader to the whole world, not just to one community. In his time, the world will be more disordered and degenerated than in the past. These difficulties that befell the prophets will befall Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam altogether. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will wage an intellectual struggle, not just against one perverted aspect of society, but against all intellectual disorder, degeneration, vice, and unbelief. His time will be one in which a large number of people who have adopted perversion as a way of life, or even as an ideology, will employ all the military, intellectual, and material means at their disposal to combat Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. This difficult climate will be specially created for these holy individuals of the end times. Darwinism is the source of the terrible moral collapse taking place in the end times. The period we are now living in fully matches in every detail the end times in the hadith that have come down from our Prophet, peace be upon him. We can see how wide-ranging and intense the climate of test and the end times will be from looking at the harsh conditions of our times. This time will be one of when the great majority of people entirely abandon such moral virtues as goodness, honesty, telling the truth, forgiveness, justice, compassion, and honor. In the time we are living in, people have literally made a way of life out of sickness, such as opportunism, ruthlessness, and apathy. They have believed the lie that one cannot survive without being cunning and ruthless, and have convinced others of it. This immoral philosophy of life is of course founded on Darwinism. Darwinism is a belief that first emerged and spread among the ancient Egyptian and Sumerians. Pharaoh's mindless rebellion against the Prophet Moses alayhi salam stems from his Darwinist mindset. Pharaoh claimed that life emerged spontaneously from the mud of the Nile, believed that only matter had absolute existence, and therefore imagined the power and dominion given him by Allah gave him superiority. As the most extreme unbeliever of his time, he opposed the Prophet Moses alayhi salam. Throughout his life, Pharaoh never abandoned the heretical faith that made him a sufficiently fierce unbeliever as to threaten the life of the Prophet Moses alayhi salam. But at the moment of his death, when he finally realized the infinite might of Allah, he said he believed. Our Lord sets this out in the following verses. We brought the tribe of Israel across the sea, and Pharaoh and his troops pursued them out of tyranny and enmity. Then, when he was on the point of drowning, he said, I believe that there is no God but him in whom the tribe of Israel believe. I am one of the Muslims. What? Now? When previously you rebelled and were one of the corruptors? Today we will preserve your body so you can be a sign for people who come after you. Surely many people are heedless of our signs. Surah Yunus 90-92. Pharaoh imagined he could attain salvation by saying he believed at the moment of his death. Almighty Allah saved him in material form, that which he believed had an absolute existence, in other words, in his physical body. Pharaoh imagined he would never cease to exist, failed to properly appreciate the sublime and boundless existence of Allah due to his own feelings of superiority, and adopted chance as his own false god. And in complete conformity with his own belief, his physical body was preserved as a material entity, as a warning to subsequent peoples. This constitutes yet another great miracle of Allah's. Darwinism, in which Pharaoh believed and regarded as the only force in existence, has today spread across the whole world, and is a scourge that now rules that world. People in a great many countries are brought up from an early age by being taught that all of life came into being by chance. Everywhere they go, they grow up with the idea of the false family tree, in which monkeys gradually turn unto humans, and this indoctrination is continued all the time on television, in schools, in newspapers, in the cinema, in cartoons, and in advertisements. When they grow up and go to university and start their careers, and when they finally see the true face of Darwinism, there then begins a policy of intimidation aimed at making it impossible for them to reject Darwinism. Rejection of Darwinism is banned under the laws of the country in question. If a person does deny it, he is immediately sacked from his job, losing all his financial assets. He is excluded from society and immediately loses the people around him, his social status, and even those people he thought were his friends. This shows the false dominion of the Darwinist dictatorship that has so amazingly taken over the world. This false dominion is the source of all the scourges of the end times. It is for this reason that the Islamic scholar Bediüzzaman Said Nursi said that the first talk of Hazrat Mahdi al-Islam would be to eliminate, on the intellectual plane, Darwinism and materialism. And he, Hazrat Mahdi al-Islam, will have three great duties. The first is to save the faith in such a way as to completely silence materialist philosophy that spreads among people under the influence of science and philosophy through the scourge of Darwinism, materialism, and atheism, to protect believers from heresy. Immerdag Addendum, page 259. In the end times, the great majority of people have suffered a terrible moral collapse because of the intense pressure from the Darwinist dictatorship. This period in which murder, war, persecution, extremism, and immorality have come to be seen as legitimate and have spread so widely, draws its whole moral foundation from Darwinism. Since people imagined they supposedly came from animals and blindly believed in the error that the strong crush the weak, the fundamental idea of Darwinism, they lost no time in adapting this to social life. In conclusion, Darwinism is the root cause of today's ruthlessness, disloyalty, opportunism, self-interest, insecurity, lack of humanity, and enmity. This is described in detail in the following sections, which discuss the moral collapse of the end times.